Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining the conversation today. I'm Joe Newhoff. I'm with Forever Our Rivers Foundation. And we are joined today by Charlie Hoxmeyer with the Gilded Goat Brewing Company in Fort Collins, Colorado. And today we're going to discuss the issue of aged out beer and disposal of aged out beer. One of the interesting issues that has popped up with COVID-19 for breweries across the country is what to do with aged out beer that hasn't been sold. And of course, at Forever Our Rivers, we're concerned about any impacts that disposal of aged out beer and other beverages could have on rivers and streams. Charlie, welcome to our program, and please introduce yourself and talk a little bit about Gilded Goat, if you don't mind.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Appreciate the opportunity to talk with you guys. So my family and I opened Gilded Goat Brewing Company in Fort Collins in early 2017, kind of rolled the idea around in our heads for a couple of years before jumping on the bandwagon. I was just finishing my postdoctoral research fellowship and kind of looking for what was going to happen next. I'd been homebrewing for about a decade at that point, and I found out it was very easy to translate my training and skills as a microbiologist to a brewer. So we opened with a very strong emphasis on the science of brewing, but also sustainability. So our taproom manager, Kelsey Uligan, completed her master's degree in environmental science through the brewery, and her focus was on the circularity of the brewing process and the use and reuse of many of the raw materials and energy inputs and outputs throughout the process. So we're also publishing a paper on her work in small brewery sustainability this fall. So Gilded Goat very much is that neighborhood brewery with a strong sense of community and inclusivity. But we're also really driven by our scientific approach to brewing and a big emphasis on education and quality control.
Well, thanks, Charlie. And speaking of that sort of focus on science and the science of brewing, I should mention one of the reasons we know Charlie and we have an opportunity to speak with him is one of our board members, Jim Francis, is the founder of the Beverage Business Institute at CSU. And just wanted to give a shout out to Jim for hooking us up so we could have this conversation today. But moving on, so Charlie, what do you think just in general, how big is this issue? I mean, is this a big issue in communities that have several breweries, or could this be an issue in a rural community as one brewery? Could you just talk about the overall scale of this issue?
Yeah, certainly an issue. And generally speaking, it's kind of hard to put a specific number on it. Brewers use different measures and metrics to determine the shelf life of their beer. And kind of the line that many brewers are walking right now is needing to sell as much beer as possible, what they have in stock, while also making sure that that beer meets their quality standards. So sales have slowed down, obviously, for the vast majority of breweries across the country, which means that beer is sitting around in various forms of packaging, whether that's kegs or cans, bottles, even serving tanks in smaller brew pubs and microbreweries. So this beer is sitting around for longer than usual. And typically, brewers are looking at 60 to 90 days or so for kind of a average shelf life. Some styles like very hop-forward IPAs can have significantly shorter shelf life, in weeks in some instances. So the Brewers Association is estimating that nationwide, there's $900 million worth of beer that's going to be lost due to this pandemic and the isolation and the sales slowdown. So we're looking at somewhere between 15 and 50 million gallons of beer that will need to be disposed of kind of nationwide.
Wow, that's a lot of beer. And I guess that's more reason that if folks didn't know, they should look at the born on date or the date of canning on their beer that they purchased to make sure that it's not too old. So speaking of all those millions of gallons that will be disposed of, what are some of the potential impacts of dumping that much beer into the wastewater system?
Yeah, much different than the way things happened in 1920 when it was all just dumped down the streets and the sewers. But None of this beer should be dumped directly into any river or any drain that does not feed directly into your municipal water treatment facility. So the Environmental Protection Agency has always had very strict guidance on beer disposal, and none of that is new. Even more important now that that's followed very closely, considering how much has to go down the drain. So all brewers are or should be aware of the regulations surrounding proper beer disposal. That being said, the challenge that we're facing right now is managing the impact that this dumped beer will have on the water treatment facility. So beer has a low pH, it's acidic. It also generally has a high level of total suspended solids, TSS, or biological oxygen demand, or BOD, compared to normal wastewater. So many of these variables are fairly easy for the brewer and the water treatment facility to manage. The brewer is required to neutralize the pH of destroyed beer, and it's helpful to allow some of those solids to settle out. Generally, that kind of handles the pH and the total suspended solids issue, but the biological oxygen demand is potentially a more difficult problem for the water treatment facilities. If the treatment plant is notified that a large volume of high BOD beer is headed their direction, they're able to manage it much easier. But it can absolutely affect their process. So in general, this high BOD of the beer at the treatment plant can harm the bacteria that they use to remove nitrogen and phosphorus from the water. And if the process that they use to remove nitrogen and phosphorus is affected, that can cause algae blooms in rivers once that water gets out into the system. And that can, as we know, have a dramatic impact on the fish. So, really it's about alerting the water treatment plant or just staying engaged with the water treatment facilities because they very much want to make sure that their process continues and they're able to supply healthy, high quality drinking water throughout their system. So they really just need to know what's happening with your brewery and the beer that you might be dumping.
It sounds like communication is the key, that this issue is one that can be dealt with by our wastewater treatment professionals and our municipalities, but that communication of when that's coming and that open line of and relationship that's been built between breweries and their towns and cities is super important. Speaking of which, I know that there's one thing to do with the aged out beer is definitely to dispose it in the wastewater treatment system. I'm also curious, especially during this time of the pandemic, a lot of folks are interested in having as much hand sanitizer as they can. And I've heard that you can actually make hand sanitizer out of beer. Is that true or false? And what are some of the other uses that aged out beer could have?
Yeah, kind of partially true, Joe. So there are a lot of people and organizations trying to find a second life for all of this beer. There are many potential applications, but they all come with caveats, of course. So a few scientific studies addressing beer as a soil amendment or a fertilizer. No blanket statement, of course, from scientists saying, yes, dump beer on fields. But so it's important to assess all the potential impacts of where this beer is going and how it's being used. One study in particular found that when beer was added to soil, both before and after vegetative growth of agriculture products, that it was very beneficial. It turned out to be harmful when added directly to actively growing plants. So, kind of have to manage how that works and the timing of it. And the idea of turning beer into sanitizer has definitely been picked up by the media and the consumers. And it's true that beer contains a low concentration of ethanol, which is the primary ingredient in hand sanitizer. But the process of removing that ethanol from beer through distillation is not very efficient and usually not very practical for brewers or distillers. So just for a quick example, that your favorite IPA or amber ale that you have probably has an ABV or alcohol by volume of 5 to 8% or so, plus or minus. The FDA formula for hand sanitizer requires an ethanol percentage of 80%. So in order to produce a worthwhile volume of ethanol from beer, it would take hundreds and hundreds of gallons of this low ABV beer and the stills at distilleries running for hours and hours, you know, probably 24/7. And beer also contains a lot of hop oils, which end up coating all of the surfaces of these distillers' equipment. So in a few instances, and depending on the ABV and the production schedule of the distilleries, and even their distillation method, really, it makes sense to distill some of this beer and concentrate the ethanol, turn it into sanitizer. More often than not, this is it's an impractical solution. Mm-hmm. To this. So, it's useful to find a second life for this beer, and it's definitely happening in certain areas, but usually not the best choice, unfortunately.
And we wouldn't want to create issues for our distillers because as we're all aware, the brewery culture and the distillery culture in Colorado specifically is one that's at least pre-pandemic was doing very, very well. And it's something we care a lot about. It's nice that we have all of these wonderful options in Colorado and across the country. Last question, Charlie. So if someone's watching this and they're curious where to go to get more information, they're a brewery or just an interested member of the public, what do you recommend as far as getting more information from your city or municipality?
Yeah, the state brewing guilds have a lot of information that they're especially with regard to proper disposal of beer, since it's such an active concern right now. So the state brewing guilds have a lot of this information. The Brewers Association, which is a nationwide organization, is a great resource for this information. Breweries and restaurants and bars that are looking at disposing of their beer should absolutely reach out to their local water treatment facility just to start this conversation and get some feedback on what makes sense for both operations and to do this safely and effectively. So the information is definitely out there, and opportunities like this that we have right now are a great way to kind of introduce the topic to everyone at different levels of experience and knowledge.
Charlie, before we let you go, one last question. So Gilded Goat, open for business. Can folks stop by and fill up their growler? What's your current status over at the brewery at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're moving as much beer to go and through delivery as we possibly can. So our hours are Monday, 7 days a week, 1 to 6 p.m., online ordering is available through our website. We're still brewing as often as we did before the shutdown, so we have a lot of new beers coming out every couple of weeks. Trying to adapt this business to a new climate, and hopefully we get the word or at least some direction on when we can have some folks back into our tap room pretty soon.
Well, wonderful. And Charlie, thanks for joining us. We've had this conversation with Charlie Hawksmeyer, with the Chief Brewing Officer at the Gilded Goat Brewing Company. Charlie, can't wait to get over there and try a few more of your beers. So thank you very much for making great brew.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Really appreciate it.
Okay, and everybody, don't forget to, if you want to know more about Forever Our Rivers Foundation, you can go to foreverourrivers.org and learn more about becoming a River Health partner, learn more about the businesses that support our foundation and support River Health across the West. I'm Joe Newhoff. Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful day.